tune in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day.
In this day.
This Friday.
Mm-hmm.
This money giving Friday. What is a Friday? It's a money giving Friday. It's payday for so many people. So Friday give what? Money. And I'm going to receive on this Friday. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. God has made this day. Oh, I enjoy that, and I enjoy, you know, just knowing that I've been delivered from my bondage, the bondage of sin. Mm-hmm. I've been delivered by Jesus Christ. You know, my mind is corrupt. The flesh is corrupt. Mm-hmm. You know, John chapter 6, 63 says, the flesh profits what?
Nothing.
I'm glad that one day I stop and says, if there's a God, if he is God, if Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then come into my life. I'm going to turn my life over to you. Sure he is. There's no question about that. And he came into my life. And my life has never been the same. And you know why I've never been the same? Because Jesus said, the fullness of the God dwell in you because I am in him, God. Watch this. Jesus says, I am in God. God is in me and I am in you. That's our word. So since I'm in God, the Father, and the Father is in me and I am in you, you got the what? The fullness.
Fullness. Mm-hmm. Mind transformation is the biggest miracle that takes place. Mind transformation. And everybody can't always identify that you might have been messed up in your mind from the outside because we fake it really good.
Mm-hmm.
But when he comes and he transforms your mind, the word of God transforms your mind.
Yeah.
Your life changes in your mind.
Yeah.
It's undisputable. You know what he did for you.
Yeah. And so you don't come talking as if you don't know. You know? You don't talk. You talk with what? Assurance. You're not talking with guesswork. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who the person is. I ain't talking with no emotion.
Yeah, because only we know, right, how messed up our mind is. The people even closest in our life don't know every crazy messed up thought that presented itself in our mind and what we allowed to take root in our mind over time. Nobody knows that except for each and every one of us individually. So when we know that the transforming power of Jesus Christ worketh in our mind, now that's the testimony of testimony.
And what helped me, Diane, and I want the family here, Make Your Day Count family, to understand what helped me is to fall in love with the Word of God, to read it. Just to read it. What did I say? Read it. Read it all. Every book in there is real. Stop listening to people tell you this book is fulfilled, it passed away. The Word of God will never pass away. Never, ever pass away. The Word of God was good then, and it is good now. Well, okay, if somebody says this passed away, that's your problem. Because I will take the same word you said passed away, apply it to my life, and get the result. So I'm like Paul. Listen, this Friday we're talking. Mm-hmm. I'm like Paul with Agrippa, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He says, Agrippa, King Agrippa, you know who Paul is. Because we both were together, boy. And we both believe the same thing. But I changed, man. Because I now come in contact with that man called Jesus Christ on Damascus Road. It is I, Paul. It's not you. So you can't tell me. You know, Diane, I love it. He says, It is me. It is I, Paul, who hear the voice, not you. It is I, Paul, who see the light, not you. So you can't convince me. You understand? Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying, Diane? Mm-hmm. Therefore, so I'm going back. It is I who do the word. Just recently here that I'm working on the new year, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Numbers chapter. Numbers chapter 33. Just jump out. Numbers chapter 33, verse 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Set me on my way. Set me up. So don't tell me that thing passed away. It doesn't pass away. I don't know if it passed away for other people, but it was present with me. Yeah, look at Numbers chapter 33 and look at verse 2.
Now Moses wrote down the starting points of their journeys at the command of the Lord. And these are their journeys according to their starting points.
Okay, so they were going on a journey. There was a set goal. There was a destination for them to reach. But the only way they're going to reach it, the international version, which is good, it says, and Moses write down the starting point according to the command of God. And the stages, I love the word, because I'm doing something right now, and I set it up in stages. Once I saw that, ooh, I set it up in stages.
Moses wrote down their starting places,
stage
by stage, by command of the Lord, and these are their stages according to their starting places.
That set me free to do big things. Sorry, I just shouted at the camera here. But you don't know when you see something. I write that goal down and break it in what? Stages. I break it down, Diane, in stages. Stage one, I will accomplish this. I must be here. Stage two, I must be here. Stage three, I must be here. Ooh. And I saw it right there, right? So read on verse three. It's so cool. It's what, Friday?
They set out from Ramesses in the first month,
the
15th day of the first month.
Yeah.
On the day of the Passover, the people of Israel went out triumphantly in the sight of all the Egyptians.
Yeah.
While the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had struck down among them, on their gods also the Lord executed judgment.
So the first stage was what? Where they go? Set out to where? Ramesses, right? Look at they stayed there. Look what happened next.
Verse 5, so the people of Israel set out from Ramesses and camped at
Sukkos. So the next stage in their journey was from Ramesses to Sukkos. So they were making what?
Progress.
The year of advancement. Diane, I'm unstoppable. This year, I am unstoppable because there's a mind that knows all things. And you got to go. You can't let life sarah. You have to have a goal and a end goal and working towards it. Write it down. Break it in stages. They were going from stage city to city to city to city until they come to their final destination. Hallelujah. So this year, I just give you one example of how the word of God is true and you can apply it. You apply it to your situation. Hallelujah. This is Friday. We want to encourage each and every one of our listeners to support us this year. Support the radio show. Let me rephrase it. Support this radio show. It costs to be on this year. Now, you didn't call us here. God called us. But God also called you to be a listener and to be a participator into the word of God. And if this word enriching your life, this is a brand new year, we will ask you to help us present the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's an evangelistic tool. Someone listened to this and their life changed. then you are partaker into this grace, the grace here on WMIE. Every morning, you are a partaker. So we ask you to support something that you believe.
Yeah, just think about in the natural. No project takes place without an investor.
Yes.
Somebody had to make an investment in getting the project going, getting the project to completion. There's an investor. And don't think that investor is not going to make a profit on what they invested.
Yeah.
The investor is going to receive back what they invested and then some.
Yeah, Paul says that because you support what I'm doing. May this add to your what? Account. Everything that I do add to your account. Because it was you who helped me to accomplish that job.
And as Paul said, the money's not going to myself or Pastor Beckford.
Yeah, exactly.
We live by the work of our own hands.
I just told you.
No money from this radio broadcast comes into me or Pastor Beckford's pocket. In fact, we sow into it.
This every month.
Not just our time, not just our study, but our money. Also, in order to be on the air. So any money that you sow that you invest in this program, it strictly goes to the airtime for the radio time to be the word to be released over the airways. It in no way goes to me or Pastor Beckford. So if you would like to partner to invest in this radio program, you could send a check or money order to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. That's P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923, and you can make your check payable to Errol Beckford Ministries. If you're a Cash App user, you could go on Cash App. It's $Celebration Tab, but please make sure on the four line that you put Make Your Day Count so that the money specifically comes to Make Your Day Count. So if you're a Cash App user, you can hit $Celebration Tab, T-A-B, Celebration Tab, and on the four line, please write Make Your Day Count. Or you can visit us at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. We have service on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. There's usually somebody there during the week from Monday through Thursday, but the schedule varies sometimes. So you may want to call ahead. The number to the church is 321-638-0381. The phone number to Celebration Tabernacle is 321-638-0381 if you want to come by and give in person.
We just believe whatever we believe, we support. Mm-hmm. We believe that God sent us here. We didn't send ourselves because we could do other things. Sure, now I have 150 other things that we could put our time into. Mm-hmm. But we believe this time is the most important time because we were commissioned by the Father to do it.
And this is time that we do in faith because we don't see any results. So, we're speaking into microphones. We don't see any people, but we're believing that you're there. And we're believing that an impact is being made.
Right. It's well said. It's well said. Because we do have our church on Sunday morning to speak to. We have a congregation. Yes. So we just love you guys.
Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.